Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road.
Come on.
Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control.
Hey.
I'm a bad motherfucker, riding through the night. A 50 motherfucker and I love a fucking bike. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Hit the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Got an out chin, check the dose, and need to ask for the ticket at the ticket. Man, I ain't gon' pay. Better do 30 days locked up at CJ. Twist the throttle, let's get the rolling. My drag bike on my bike, get the blowin'. My third motherfucker street calling me. Like a mom calls the kids when it's time to eat.
Come
approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'm a 10-year rollin' to the bone. Put 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie. I'ma always hit a bar. My whole voice my rubber, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, yo, fucking well. I guess you can call me the angel from hell.
Take off that vest or kick your ass all day.
Cool.
Man, fuck you and the fucking
it's all you. I can hardly talk.
It's all me. Okay, how am I supposed to do this now?
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever I want.
Yeah, I just run the board. I ain't going to say nothing. My fucking jaw is killing me.
All right, well, okay.
Shit's starting to wear off, and it's hurting like a bitch. It's like somebody hit me with a hammer.
That was me last night. I had a dentist work done yesterday, and while I couldn't move my mouth at all, that was cool. But as soon as that shit started to wear off, oh, no, it was bad. It was really bad. The problem is that you usually, you have a topic of some sort that we can, base everything off of.
What are you pissed about? Talk.
What am I pissed about? Oh, you know. You don't want me to go there. All I know is that the weather's pretty bad over here in New England with the rain. And, we got some flooding stuff in effect. And people are traveling back and forth from Laconia, New Hampshire. And just, use caution, keep your wits about you. And, that's
uh-huh.
cool. But, because I've been seeing a lot of posts about that. People are, telling people to be careful because the weather is just so touch and go. So, I don't know. What else? Oh, my God. This is hard when you put on the spot. This is ad lib or whatever they call that. I'm not too sure. You need somebody.
Eunice can join you. Here.
Oh, Eunice, yay. The voice of reason, right?
So is Nora, so it's the three hens.
The three hens, there we go, that works.
Anybody calls, just run the board.
I don't hear them. Where do you get the three hens?
Sorry I'm late, I had to charge my phone.
Well,
I'm doing
okay.
The same thing, Nora.
I got my
head down to the floor with the phone, plugged in, charging it.
Well, here's the skinny, ladies. Phil's out of commission, man. He had the mouth work done. So we have to entertain
the
radio world. Yeah, he's sitting in the background, but he can't talk too much because the Novocaine's gotten to wear off. He feels like I felt yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I thought he felt with his hands.
I don't know the personal details. You might have to ask him about that stuff.
Philip, are you feeling bad today?
He's not going to answer you. His mouth is pretty jacked up right now, I think. Eunice, what's going on? Anything new?
No, not really. I'm going to go to a... Indian powwow Saturday night.
Oh, nice. Cool. What do they do there?
Well, I'm not sure, but a friend of mine, David, I think I've spoke about him before. He's the one that gave me that little rock. He was sexually abused, and he
uh-huh.
carried this rock for years and years and years. And May 7th, he... gave it to me and said, you taught me I didn't need it anymore, And I cried naturally. Yeah. So anyways, he asked me if I'd like to go to an Indian powwow, And I guess they smoke and pipe and all that stuff, So I'm going to go. I think that's pretty cool. So
yeah, that is
cool. Yeah, then they're going to have a big one, I guess, in a month or so. We have a chief and the medicine doctor and all that's going to be there. So him and his wife are going to come pick me up, and then we're going to go spend the evening. And he doesn't smoke, but he says to me, you can smoke all you want because they all smoke.
Nice.
I said, yeah, so this should be interesting.
And Nora, what's going on in your neck of the woods? I feel like I'm Al, the weatherman.
It's okay. Let's see. Should we start with the weather first?
Hey.
Okay,
you know,
Al.
go ahead, knock yourself out. What's going on in Chicago world?
Let's see. There is a scandal, and with the wait a minute. Let me get right to it because I posted it, and it's not anything that we would not have understood that would take place. The State Department is accused of covering up sex and prostitution.
They've been doing that for a long time. They're just a bust.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
So,
but you know, otherwise, no. In regards to the conceal and carry, that's still taking place, and unfortunately, automatic assault weapons are not going to be out here, not in this state. They can't get them out.
They're going to do everything in their power to crush that stuff. This is ridiculous. I don't know. I don't get the whole gun controversy thing. I do, but I don't. But I do, but I don't. It's like most bad shit breaks off from people that don't. I don't know. They're not doing the handgun stuff legally, and it just. And the people doing it legally are the ones that got to pay the price. And I just, I don't know.
I couldn't get those pictures on Facebook. I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh at me.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I was laughing at somebody had sent me a joke, so I'm sorry. I wouldn't laugh at you, Eunice, you know that. Like I said, it takes a while, you know, to get the gist of it, but once you do, it's real easy. Once you log in, like I said, you just click on your main page where it says photos, you click on that, and it will bring your phone to prompt to add a photo, you know what I mean? And then once you tap your finger or whatever on that photo, it pulls it automatically right up on the wall.
Okay. Because I've been going through my photographs, and I've got some of my three older children at Easter time, you know. And I showed them to my daughter the other day. She goes, "Ma, we were so cute. You had us dressed so nice." I says, "Yeah. What made you think I didn't?" And then I got some of myself when I was young and skinny. So I wanted to put those up. And I'm redoing the whole kitchen over. Did I tell you that? The kitchen and the pantry?
No.
In my house here? Well, my husband's
what colors are you going with?
Well, I had wallpaper on it, so what we're going to do is the plaster is coming in tomorrow. We ripped it already out. My husband did.
Okay.
And I'm getting rid of my kitchen set and my hutch. And I'm just going to have an island in the middle of the floor with four stools, like. And we're going to put hardwood floors in. And then I'm going to do, because I brought all the natural wood back around the door jams and the wainscoting and stuff like that. So I'm just going to go with a pale, pale yellow where they're going to plaster. And you wouldn't believe the deal we got. I've got the island with a marble top, five chairs. I bought four rugs and a fan. How much do you think I spent?
$200.
$200? What are you talking about? $200.
Well, you can get things that are marked down. Or, you know, like
did you hear what I said? I got an island, you know, that's
right.
the table.
Yeah, I know what the island is.
Okay. And it's got a marble top. And I bought five chairs, not chairs, but stools, you know, with the backing and everything. And I bought three 9x12 rugs and a 7x8 rug and a brand new fan with the lights and everything to go in the new dining room, living room, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So how much do you think I spent?
Oh, I don't know.
I got all of it for $1,400.
Not bad.
$1,400. Can you imagine that? So we were very proud of ourselves for doing that.
Well, yeah, I would be too.
My girlfriend, I called her and she said, get out of here. We just paid $3,500 for our little kitchen. And I said, well, so you know is what you get, I guess. So that's there, but I'm dying to get these pictures on Facebook. So.
Well, like I said, you know, if you want, you know, if you don't have plans or something, we can always talk whenever you're ready, you know.
Yeah.
I have the patience to walk you through it.
Yeah. All right. That's what I'm going to do because I really tried after I talked to you today.
Right.
You know, to do it.
Right.
I'm not doing something.
Because I have,
right.
Like tomorrow, I don't have anything going on. Thursday morning, I just have probably like about an hour or two, probably between like 10 and 12. They have, there's going to be a motor skill therapist coming to the house for the baby.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll get in touch with you tomorrow. And
okay.
You can talk me through it, you know?
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, because I really want to get that. I have nothing on my Facebook, and I wanted to. After each picture, now you make a comment. Is that what you do?
Yeah, you can do that or not do that. That's up to you.
Yeah. All righty. Okie doke. I'm not going to hang around too long tonight, girls, because I am tired.
Okay. That's fine. Stacy and I will take over, and Phil will be like, "Oh my!" Or Phil will be like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, Phil will be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll just sit there and listen to us and think, "Oh, boy."
You be good, okay, Philip?
All right.
I know you're hurting. Okay. I'll talk to you guys Thursday.
Okay. Now you have a good night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, hon. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. So, anyways, now, mind you, have you seen on the news the man that actually came out in regards to blowing the whistle and the listening on people's conversations and stuff, how he is disappeared? He's, you know, hiding.
I see.
Have you been watching that?
Yep, very brief about it. I haven't seen, like, anything else. I was hoping to catch the 11 o'clock news, you know, but no, if you know something more, tell me.
Well, like I said, right now he's trying to find out to see if he can get asylum in Iceland. Because he is no longer, where was he at, Korea, was it? He's left because they're looking for him.
Jeez.
Because he was one that worked for them.
Okay.
And should not have put out there what's taking place. Because why? They don't want the public to know.
Huh. That's crazy. That's some crazy stuff. All of it is.
They started a thing to keep an eye on that guy so nothing happens to him.
Yeah.
I heard that
yesterday. The only thing with like the whole Verizon scandal and stuff.
It's not just Verizon. They started doing it back in the 90s.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is with all of that, people. I don't want to sound like I'm a paranoid person or anything like that, but I mean. You ought to know when you have a little bit of common sense about you that, like, cell phones and cordless phones and other different forms of entertainment, you know, could possibly...
I'm going to tell you something. You walk into any clubhouse, and you know who I'm talking about, there's always a sign on the door or on the wall. And you know what it says? Don't talk on the phone.
Right. Exactly. But, I mean, you would think that, I don't know. Yes, it's a big deal because it's an invasion of privacy. And, you know, I totally understand that. But it's like, you know what? There is no more privacy in everything you do. Nowadays, you know, you have to take consideration that you're either being filmed or audio recorded. And I don't know. I mean, I think this goes well above beyond where it should be. And I mean, what's going to happen? It's going to be a big, drawn-out process, and are there actually people that are going to get in trouble? Probably not. That's what I think. But
well, New Jersey is just going to pass a law right now where if you get in an accident, it's going to be license, registration, and let me have your cell phone.
Yeah. The bill was
introduced yesterday.
And you know what? If it comes down to that, then I won't travel with my cell phone. Honest to God. Because to me, that just like, you know, I think a cell phone should go on a warrant. You know, if you get a search warrant or whatever, I don't think you should have to hand over your cell phone. I just don't. That's just ridiculous.
That's okay. Whatever happens on the East Coast happens here.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we just have to all be like, you know, cowboys. I don't know, hide our stuff, ride horses, and...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
There you go, exactly it, you know. Transportation will be by woods only. We won't have to contend with all that stuff, you know.
We'll exactly.
Resort back
I'm
to
sorry
the...
I'm sorry if you hear barking. I have to smoke outside, so...
Oh, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
my puppy is acting like an idiot after wind.
Shooting smoke is stunting your growth.
It'll stunt your growth.
No, see, you have to understand. God made each of us special. Yes, God made each of us special. And some people he had to work longer on, and some of us short people he didn't have to work so hard at. Because
that's,
we're awesome just the way we are.
Oh, my God, that's funny. I'm going through my email. And I'm trying to find anything from Mr. Phil, and I'm not coming across anything, something possibly I could read. Phil, send me something.
What's up with that woman in Chicago that got arrested 396 times and then on her 396 got another chance?
Okay.
What?
This is severely disturbing. Let me read this to you. Stop. Sorry. There was a woman. Now, there was an autistic boy, okay? It started because of an autistic boy. I'm trying to find the story as I'm going to basically tell it. An autism boy was in the hospital. He was stabbed to death.
What?
He was stabbed to death, and it was just, I've never, ever seen anything like that happen. It was so disturbing. It just made me sick. There was a woman and a caregiver that supposedly they said somebody had come in and stabbed this poor boy. Okay. And they were hurt a little, but they were treated and then released, okay? And like I said, I've never seen anything so disturbing in my life. It just makes you wonder what goes through people's head and why would they hurt anybody that is disabled like that? I don't get it. Because autism, as you know, it's not something that just happens as a child. You know what I mean? And people that don't understand it, I don't know what their issue is. It's like they're looking for something to, you know, okay, well, this boy has autism, so he can't be around, you know, socially regular children. They have to be sectioned off. That's bullshit, okay? They shouldn't have to go through that at all. I'm looking at the news page right now because that's where I saw it at. And like I said, it was so disturbing. I'm just bear with me for a minute because I'm trying to find this. I couldn't believe when I saw this. I was just devastated that somebody could do this to an autism or an autistic child. Go ahead and say anything until I find this. Hello?
Are you there?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm.
Sorry.
I said don't say anything until I find it.
No, okay. No, I said go ahead and say something or talk until I find it. I'm sorry. I said it was just so disturbing. Cannot believe anybody would do that.
Why you bothering him? What's wrong, Daddy?
I know what's wrong with that crazy motherfucker. He just stand by the goddamn window with that fucking AK.
Hey, but they did say that guy's got more information he's going to put out.
Now, like I said, I know I saw this and I read it and I thought I put it on my wall and I didn't, but it was so disturbing.
What were the grounds for why the child was stabbed?
Supposedly, there was a break-in, and somebody didn't understand that the child, he was 14 years old and was autistic. And I don't know if he said or did something, and, you know, which caused the stabbing to death. And like I said, supposedly the caregiver and the mother came out, you know, not really harmed, you know. But they actually, I saw it on the news, but just briefly, where they put both the mother and the caregiver with the counts of stabbing that poor child 14 times. That's not, you know, something you just make up or just feel like doing at spur of the moment. That's premeditated.
Right.
you know. And if they thought, I don't care if, say an example, if he had like a illness or something and, you know, just wanted to try and, you know, plumb out his misery. I'm sorry, you're not going to stab a child 14 times. What is the matter with you? I can't find the story.
That's just a bit much.
I can't find this story. I'm looking at all the news pages on here, and I can't find the story.
I have the most devastating news.
What's
Why
that?
Is Tim Tebow in New England? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I hate that guy.
Why? Dear God, why? That's what I'd like to know. I'm on Tim Tebow's bending knee asking God, why? What is the Kraft Foundation thinking behind this? I know Brady's retiring in a very short amount of time, but here's the deal. I don't care that he got the Heisman Award. I don't care about that. What I care about is the way he used to throw up on the sidelines playing college ball and how he accomplished absolutely nothing with the big boys. And my beloved Pats, my beautiful Patriot Nation, picked up that turkey? I don't understand it. I just don't.
I don't either. The guy's an idiot.
Yep, because the day they put him behind the friggin' ball, I refuse to watch. Refuse. He's a pompous ass.
He is a pompous ass. And, you know, the sad thing about it is when, I can't remember who, when he was out towards the West Coast, he was with.
When he was at Denver Broncos?
And I was watching one of the games because everybody's like, oh, you got to see him. He's so good. And, you know, he's all about being God, this and God, that.
The problem is I also blame Josh McDaniels, Mr. McJackass, because Josh was offensive coach to the Patriots, left the Patriots, went to friggin' the Broncos. You know, him and Tebow were like friggin' had a bromance going, and then McNumnuts comes back to friggin' New England, and now all of a sudden we got friggin' on bending knee in my stadium? I don't think so. That's not going over well with me. One freaking bit.
But you wouldn't believe, I was in a dispute yesterday over the same thing because, you know, there's women that love that guy and nobody's business. And what is it about that guy? He's a moron.
Well, the thing is that if the Patriots wouldn't have picked him up, nobody would have. Nobody wanted him. When nobody wants you, you do what Doug Flutie had to do. You go to Canada. You go play ball up there. Bye, see you later.
Go from play. See ya.
You know, every time Belichick, the guru, grabs somebody, things turn around for that team that year.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Guru. Randy Moss, him and Brady, they made a couple of good catches, but for the most part, he flopped on the Patriots. The only person to this day, well, within the last 15 years, the only person that they picked up under their wing, okay, and went from being Mr. Badass to Mr. Straight and Narrow was Dylan. That's it. All the rest of them have proven to be money losses.
Right.
You know, and I mean, with Dylan, you're going back to 2001. It's now 2013. You know, the money's flying out all over the place and all these friggin' idiots, and, you know, I just don't get it. It's like, take that goddamn money and get somebody out of college and put them on the sidelines and train them right. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I found a story.
Suppose it's going to be a
headache. I found it on NBC News. Okay. A mother and a caregiver of a 14-year-old autistic boy found stabbed to death on Monday have been charged with the teen's murder. Okay, now I'm going to read you the story. I had to click on the link to pull up the story. This was just, the body of, I can't pronounce his last name, Alex was found Monday with multiple stab wounds to the chest. The mother and caregiver of a 14-year-old autistic boy found stabbed to death on Monday had been charged with the teen's murder. first-degree murder charges were lodged against 50-year-old Dorothy Spardakulis and 44-year-old Jolanta Agata, whatever, on Tuesday. A bond hearing was scheduled for Wednesday morning in Maywood. The body of Alex was found Monday with multiple stab wounds to the chest in an apartment above a plumbing company in the 8100 block, West Grand Avenue in West Suburban River Grove. Police said Spiraculous was severely autistic and his wounds were not self-inflicted. Dorothy Spiraculous and the other lady were found semi-conscious at the scene and were taken to a hospital in Melrose Park. So probably what they obviously did was they wanted to make it look like somebody got in there, kind of roughed them up a little. They probably beat up on each other to make it look good. You know what I mean? But how sick is that? I'm sorry. That's just disgusting. I don't care if he was severely autistic, mildly autistic. I don't care. He is still a blessing from God and still a human being.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. There's definitely crazy idiots all over God's creation, but not to harm a child. That is just nuts. You know, then there was a hostage situation not far from your family's place, though, south of me. There was, a couple men went to go rob two women and took them to, they were friends, went and took the women to this one home, barricaded in the house, robbed them. I don't know, they didn't actually specify how the women were able to get free, you know, but they got away from the men that were holding them. And they barricaded themselves, and they had to bring in SWAT and everything else to get these idiots out. It's crazy. You know, the world's just going nuts. You know, I don't know if you can blame it on the economy or what. People are just born stupid, you know.
Oh, that's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
But, you know, like I said, unfortunately, the...
Hey, which one of you two is in front of your computer?
I am. Why?
I'm going to send you something.
Okay. Well, I had to be in front of the computer. I had to find a story, Sally.
You might be doing it from your phone, Magoo.
Oh.
Okay, hang on. I'll send it to both of you.
Okay.
I'm putting, go ahead and do something while I load this up, then you guys can go from there with this.
Oh, well, the former White House Chief of Staff, Bill Daley, announced that he formed a committee to officially begin exploring a bid for Illinois governor in 2014. Oh, okay. We keep getting jackasses in there anyways. Ooh-ka-doo.
Check your emails.
That's what I'm doing right now, and I ain't coming across it. Oh, wait. Got it. Okay.
Email. Okay, well, I go to email.
how to keep your info private. Is that it?
Yep.
Okay. With recent revelations that the NSA and other agencies have been tapping into corporate streams of data that can provide them with massive amounts of private information about U.S. citizens, now is a good time to start thinking about how best to keep your private information private. Not a big deal, you say. Well, whether you're concerned about the government digging through your personal data or not, you should be. Concerned about protecting your privacy. According to the Department of Justice, most recent National Crime Victimization Survey, in 2010, 7% of households in the United States, or about 8.6 million households, had at least one member age 12 or older who experienced one or more types of identity theft, one or more types of identity theft victimization. There we go. That's almost 1 in 10, with 76 of them experiencing direct financial loss as a result. Imagine that statistic was for bank robberies or home break-ins. If 1 in 10 Americans had their bank accounts emptied or their home broken into, we'd all be living in fear, and yet that's happening every year to our personal information. Making that information harder for someone else to obtain is step one in preventing identity theft. And not all identity theft is of the prime variety. There's a famous quote that I'm paraphrasing. If you're using a website and you can't figure out what they're selling, you're what they're selling. Hey, that's pretty good. Many corporations make a living off of selling or processing your personal habits and preferences for marketeer retailers and government agencies, practically without your knowledge. Since you've not being paid for this information, and unless you speak legalese and love spending your afternoon reading terms and conditions, you're not aware that it's being taken and used in this fashion. I'd consider it theft, but since the government has yet to agree with me, the best way to prevent yourself being used in this fashion is to get a little more serious about your privacy. In this article, we'll focus on the things the NSA has reportedly been looking at. It's reasonable to assume that if you can stop them from taking a peek at your private information, you'll be able to stop hackers and others too. Fortunately, the efforts of a billion-dollar super-secret government spy agency is not that difficult. You just need to know which services to turn on. It is important to note that everything in this article is public knowledge. If you're worried about terrorists reading it and figuring out how our government's best effort at finding them, don't be. The terrorists already know this stuff. You, however, might not. Your phone. If you're looking to keep SMS messages secure and you have an iPhone, there's a free app called Wickr that can help. That's spelled W-I-C-K-R. The app uses end-to-end encryption without storing the keys for decryption on its server. What that means is that when you send a message to someone else using it, nothing you can say can be read by anyone at Wickr because of that. Sheesh. There's no stream of plain text messaging going back and forth that the NSA or anyone else can cipher. To make voice calls, the easiest app is Silent Circle, but you're going to have to pay the privilege of $20 to $29 per month to call. Other Silent Circles with an option add-on to safeguard calls. If everyone else joining Silent Circle also gets you secure chat, email, and video calling. If you're an Android user, you have a few more options than iPhone users do. For text messaging, there's GiberBot, spelled GIBBERBOT, like Wickr. GiberBot is free and promises more secure messaging. And for calls, check out RedPhone. When calling someone who also has RedPhone, everything you say is encrypted, making it much more difficult for someone to listen in. Plus, it's free and uses your data connection, not your cellular voice. So So not only will your calls be secure, you won't have to pay for the minutes either. More Android apps to check out. Text Secure. Ostel, which is voice and beta but looks promising. Crypto's Chat. Your Dropbox. According to documents released by The Guardian and The Washington Post, Dropbox is coming soon to the NSA's spy program. If that's where to happen, documents, tax records, and other private information in your Dropbox folder could be subjected to government monitoring. Add to that Dropbox suffering security breaches in the past, and they're just not safe enough for me. The solution, Spider Oak. Spider Oak is just like a Dropbox. There's a folder you put stuff in. That folder syncs between computers and devices, but with one important difference, good encryption. Everything you put in your Spider Oak Hive, that's what they call their syncing folder, is first encrypted on your computer using your password, then sent to the Spider Oak servers. This means that Spider Oak can't read your data without your password. It looks like gibberish, so if someone, that NSA, a foreign government, or a hacker in Latvia, manages to get into Spider Oak servers, they won't be able to see what you stored there without breaking one of the world's most advanced encryptions. I have no idea what that word is. It's just ALGORITHMS, algorithms, whatever. One, the NSA treats to secure its own data. But Spider Oak can also back up any file or folder on your computer. Sync any file or folder on your computer and share any file or folder on your computer. This makes it a great one-stop shop for all. Good Lord. Syncing, sharing, and backup needs. There's a free plan that offers 2 gigabytes of data, plenty of storing tax returns, scans, important documents, photos, small videos, and other data that you would prefer restored securely. If you need more space, they'll offer it to you free for a fee. Prices are almost identical to Dropbox, starting at $10 for 100 gigabytes. Your social network. Unfortunately, there is no good option here. You join social networks because you want to share things with others or connect with people. Keyword, social. You know and see what they're sharing. Typically, this includes things that you might use as password reset reminders on other sites, a pet's name, your mother's name, high school you attend, favorite sports teams, etc. That means if a hacker in the NSA can gain access to your social media profile, either directly with your password or indirectly by pretending to be someone you know and friending you, they could probably find enough information to gain access to your account on other sites as well. While there are a few startup social networks that offer more advanced encryption of your data, they're complicated to install and even more difficult to get everyone you know using them too. For now, the best option is to assume that anything you post on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Pinterest, etc. will eventually be read by everyone in the world. That way, it won't matter much if someone gets access to your data, be that a government agency, a jilted ex-girlfriend, or simply a prospective current employer. To share more securely, use something like Spider Oak or secure messaging programs. Share directly with those you trust. Your credit card. Yes, the NSA is probably looking at credit card transactions too. So how do you get around exposing your purchase history? I already know this. The answer is use cash. You're probably thinking about how do I shop online without using a credit card. The answer, sort of, is Bitcoin. It's a virtual currency. You give or receive Bitcoins, which are worth something in dollars. But if used correctly, it can provide almost complete anonymity when shopping online. And since you're not typing your credit card information into a site that may or may not keep the data secure, there is no risk at all. Your account will be stolen by someone hacking the site. The only catch is that there aren't a lot of places that accept Bitcoins. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find ones that do. But if the currency takes off, it could become the cash of the Internet. A more doable option, buy prepaid gift cards from Visa, MasterCard, or American Express with cash. Then use those to shop online. You'll probably have to pay a few dollars extra when buying the card, but afterwards you'll be able to shop anywhere those cards are accepted, without having the purchase data and your identification forwarded to a government agency if the site were and used the card is ever hacked. You've got nothing to worry about. By that time, you probably have already used the balance on the card and moved on to one with a different number. Your web history, everything you search for on Google, and a good deal of your browsing activity can also be snooped on by the NSA, according to news reports. The problem is your IP address is the sequence of numbers that identifies your computer on the Internet and can be traced back to you through your ISP, which is Internet Service Provider. The answer, A, a virtual private network or VPN. A VPN will sit between you and the websites you visit, encrypting the relaying information back and forth. So when you do the search on Google, the IP address Google records as having performed the search is that of a VPN, not you. Find a good VPN, one that's easy to use with a good price, limited or no logging of your activity and fast speed, and you'll be much harder to track online. Just make sure you sign out of your Google, Facebook, or Twitter accounts before connecting to a VPN or use your web browser's private mode. Here's a list of VPNs to consider if you just want me to pick one out for you. Check the IPvanish.com. They have software that makes them especially easy to use and to be set up on your computer or tablet or smartphone. Have servers all over the world that you can connect to. And the cost is $10 for unlimited use. And it's even cheaper if you pay for a year in advance. Bonus, some VPNs accept Bitcoin as payment. Some for the ultimate and anonymous web browsing. Not even the VPN has to know who you are. While using a VPN at home is something you might consider to protect your privacy from the NSA, using a VPN at a public Wi-Fi hotspot or hotel network should be mandatory. Often those networks are unsecure, and almost everything you do can be sniffed out of the air by someone else connected to the same network. A VPN would protect you. While you've tried to hit all the major areas you might want to protect, this is by no means a comprehensive list of everything you can do to keep all your information safe and secure. Entire websites could be devoted to the topic. Websites like Security in a Box, they'll teach you everything from creating passwords and protecting your computer, from hackers to remaining anonymous online by bypassing censorship, and it's free. If you're interested in protecting your data in the brave new world, I encourage you to check it out. More on Money Talks News. The IRS says you can read your email and Facebook messages for, wait a minute, for new ideas protection. Wait, I think that's something else because that's where it ends. I don't know. That sounds about right.
Yeah, you got the whole story.
All right, pretty cool. Sounds like a lot of work to keep your information privacy. I just go by rule of thumb. I don't put anything on there that I don't want anybody knowing, and I don't do no transactions by computer. I don't buy anything online. I don't do anything online. If there's an 800 number to call to be able to do a transaction, I'd rather do it that way. That's my rule of thumb.
If I can't put cash in your hand, I don't do it.
Exactly. My grandfather built his house back a very long time ago, almost 75 years ago. He built that house with cash and never owned a credit card or never had a bank loan a day in his life. His motto was, if you don't have money in your pocket to buy it, then you don't goddamn need it. And he lived like that his whole life, and he died in his late 80s. Yep.
What's up, Nora? No, it's just, I can't. Right now, I can't even get my email. It says internal server error. Yeah, okay. Anyhow, I just. What?
I'm sending you guys.
Yeah,
this
I can't
get in
my one email.
This is what I was going stab him by now.
Am I getting it, or is Nora, you got it?
Well, I can't get into my first email. My second one, nothing has gone into that, so.
All right.
I'm saying it's an internal server error.
Okay, let me see if I'll get into my email, see what's going on here.
La, la, la.
Okay, the American Civil Liberty thing, so?
Union.
NSA, Dragnet, a phone data. Okay. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the government's Dragnet collection of phone records, saying the practice is akin to snatching every American address book. It gives the government a comprehensive record of our associations and public movements, revealing a wealth of detail about our familiar political, professional, religious, and intimate associations. The ACLU and the New York Civil Liberties Union claim in Manhattan federal court. The group filed a suit following the leak of a secret court order published by The Guardian on June 5th, forcing Verizon to turn over everyday media data about the calls made by each of its subscribers over a three-month period ending on July 19, 2013. Former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, 29, has identified himself as the source who leaked documents about the government's surveillance programs to The Guardian and The Washington Post. Snowden also divulged the existence of PRISM, which is spelled capital P, capital R, capital I, capital S, capital M, a top-secret electronic surveillance program that gives the NSA access to the servers of several major technical companies, including Google, Apple, and Facebook. Those three tech giants denying having knowingly participated in PRISM. National Intelligence Director James Clapper officially acknowledged that Verizon's order on June 6th saying the NSA only collects phone numbers and the length of calls according to the lawsuit. President Barack Obama also acknowledged that the intelligence community is tracking phone numbers and the duration of calls. The ACLU and the NYCLU say members of congressional committees have confirmed to the order issuing to Verizon was but a single three-month order in a much broader seven-year program that the government has relied upon to collect the telephone records of all Americans. The lawsuit states, news reports since the disclosure of the Verizon order indicates that the mass acquisition of Americans' call details extends beyond customers of Verizon, accompanying all wireless and landline subscribers to the country's three largest phone companies. The practice is akin to snatching every American address book with annotations detailing whom we spoke to, when we talked, for how long, and from where. The group's claim is current as former Verizon customers. The ACLU and the NYCLU say the data gleaned by the government could readily be used to identify those who contact plaintiffs for legal assistance or to report human rights or civil liberty violations, as well as those whom plaintiffs contact in connection with their work. The advisory group say the surveillance program violates the First and Fourth Amendments to the Constitution and is likely to have a chilling effect on members, employees, clients, and journalists, legislators, and others who would otherwise contact them. They seek a declaration that the program is unconstitutional and orders barring the government from continuing the mass call tracking and forging it to purge any call records already collected. The groups are represented by Jamil Jaffer with the ACLU Foundation. Defendants are our National Intelligence Director James Clapper, NSA Director Keith Alexander, Defense Secretary Charles Hagel, Attorney General Eric Holder, and the FBI Director Robert Mueller. Plaintiffs include the ACLU Foundation and the NYCLU Foundation.
that's it.
Now, is it okay if I have something to read? Or,
go for it.
Okay. I just came across an article. This is called A Maine Corps, a list of millions of Americans that will be subject to detention during martial law. This came out as of today. Let's see, this article has been generously contributed by Michael Snyder. You can follow his regular writings, research, and analysis on the Economic Collapse blog, The American Dream. Are you on a list? Are you one of the millions of Americans that have been designated a threat to national security by the U.S. government? Will you be subject to detention when martial law is imposed? During a major national emergency. As you will see below, there is actually a list that contains the names of at least 8 million Americans known as Maine Corps that the U.S. intelligence community has been compiling since 1980. A recent article on Washington's blog quoted a couple of old magazine articles that mentioned this program, and I was intrigued because I didn't know what it was. So I decided to look into the Maine Corps, and what I found out was absolutely stunning, especially in the light of what Edward Snowden has just revealed to the world. It turns out that the U.S. government is not just gathering information on all of us. The truth is that the U.S. government has used this information to create a list of threats of national security.
10 you another one.
Wait a minute. That the government would potentially watch, question, or even detain during a national crisis. If you have ever been publicly critical of the government, there is a very good chance that you are on that list. The following is how Wikipedia describes Maine Corps. Maine Corps is a code name of a database maintained since 1980. By the federal government of the United States. Maine Corps contains personal and financial data of millions of U.S. citizens believed to be threats to national security. The data, which comes from the NSA, FBI, CIA, and other sources, is collected and stored without warrants or court orders. The databases of names derives from the fact that it contains copies of the Maine Corps or essence of each item of intelligence, information on Americans produced by the FBI and other agencies of the U.S. intelligence community. It was Christopher Ketchum of Radar magazine that first reported of the existence of the Maine Corps. At the time, shocking information that he revealed did not get that much attention. That is quite a shame, because it should have sent shockwaves across the nation. According to a senior government official who served with a high level security clearances in 5 administrations, there's existence of databases of Americans who often, for the slightest and most trivial reason, are considered unfriendly and who, in the time of panic, might be incarcerated. The database can identify and locate perceived enemies of the state almost instantaneously. He and other sources tell Radar that the database is sometimes referred to by the code name Maine Corps. One knowledgeable source claims that 8 million Americans are now listed in the Maine Corps as potential subjects in the event of a national emergency. These people could be subject to everything from heightened surveillance and tracking to direct questioning and possibly even detention. Of course, federal law is somewhat vague as to what might constitute a national emergency. Executive orders issued over the last 3 decades define as a national disaster, military attack, technical, let's go with that one, or other emergency. While Department of Defense documents include eventualities like riots, acts of violence, insurrections, unlawful obstructions, or assemblies, and disorder, prejudice, or public law and order. According to one news report, even national oppositions of U.S. military invasions abroad could be a trigger. So if that list contained 8 million names all the way back in 2008, how big might it be today? That's a frightening thing to think about. Later on in 2008, Tim Sharrock of Salon.com also reported on the main core, dating back to the 80s and known to government insiders as main core database, reportedly collects and stores without... So why didn't this information get more attention at the time? Well, if Obama had lost the 2008 election, it might have. Well, Obama won in 2008, and the liberal media assumed that he would end many of the abuses that were happening under Bush. Of course, that has not happened at all. In fact, Obama has steadily moved the police state agenda ahead aggressively. Edward Snowden has just made that abundantly clear to the entire world. After 2008, it is unclear exactly what happened to Maine Corps. Did it expand, change names, merge with other programs, or get superseded by a new program? It appears extremely unlikely that it simply faded away. In light of what we have just learned about NSA snooping, someone should ask our politicians some very hard questions about Maine Corps. According to Christopher Ketchum, the exact kind of NSA snooping that Edward Snowden has just described was being used to feed data into the Maine Corps database. A host of publicly disclosed program sources say now supply data to the Maine Corps. Most notable are the NSA domestic surveillance programs initiated in the wake of 9/11, typically referred to in press reports as warrantless wiretapping in March. A front page article in the Wall Street Journal shed further light into the extraordinarily invasive scope of the NSA efforts. According to the journal, the government can now electronically monitor huge volumes of records of domestic emails, internet searches, as well as bank transfers, credit card transactions, travel and telephone records. Authorities employ sophisticated software programs to sift through the data, searching for suspicious patterns. In effect, the program is a mass catalog of the private lives of Americans, and it's notable that the article hints at the possibility a program like Maine Corps, the NSA effort, also ties in the data from ad hoc collection of so-called black programs whose existence is undisclosed. The journal reported, quoting unnamed officials, many of the programs in various agencies began years before the 9/11 attacks, but have since been given greater reach. The following information seems to be a fair game for a collection without a warrant. The email addresses you send and receive from, and the subject lines of those messages, the phone numbers you dial, the numbers that dial into your line, the durations of the calls, the internet sites you visit, and the keywords in your web searches, the destinations of the airline tickets you buy, the amounts and locations of your ATM withdrawals, and the goods and services you purchase on credit cards. All of this information is achieved on government supercomputers and, according to sources, also fed into a Maine Corps database. This stuff is absolutely chilling. And there have been hints that such a list still exists today. For example, the testimony of an anonymous government insider that was recently posted allude to such a list. We know all this already. I stated, he looked at me, giving me a look like I've never seen, and actually pushed his finger into my chest. You don't know Jack, he said. This is bigger than you can imagine, bigger than anyone can imagine. This administration is collecting names and sources, whistleblowers and their families, names of media sources, and everybody they talk to and have talked to. And they already have a huge list. If you're not working for MSNBC or CNN, you're probably on that list. If you are a website owner with a brisk readership and conservative bent, you're on that list. It's a political descendant list, not of an enemy threat list, he stated. What in the world is happening to America? What in the world are we turning into? As I mentioned in previous articles, NSA gathers 2.1 million gigabytes of data on all of us every single hour. The NSA is currently constructing a $2 billion data center out of Utah, which we already know is there. If you are disturbed by all this, now is the time to stand up and say something. If this crisis blows over and people forget about all this stuff again, the Big Brother surveillance grid that is being constructed all around us will continue to grow and continue to become even more oppressive. America is dying right in front of our eyes, and time is running out. Please stand up and be counted while you still can. Wow. That leaves you speechless.
Say that again?
That leaves you speechless.
Yeah.
Now, back in 1980, is that actually when the first cell phone started coming out? I can't recall exactly when that did. Because I didn't have that big gaudy thing. You know what I mean? At that time, or when the first cell phone first started coming out, remember it was to be used as emergency only, like if your car broke down or something.
My mother had a cell phone in her old Toyota Corolla, and that thing was like mounted into the floor. You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't, you couldn't take it anywhere. It stood there in the car. It was crazy. Yeah. That was that back then. And then my aunt had one when it first came out. Do you remember the cell phones in a bag? Carried that little bag
around.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Those kind of was like crazy, and they were huge honkers.
Yeah. Mine might have the cell phone come a long way.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, most people don't realize, or they want to ignore the fact of what's coming, what's happening, what's been taking place. People are only assuming that this has only been going on since Bush Obama. They don't realize how far back this has gone. And
back to Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because remember Watergate. You know.
People have been spying on people for centuries.
Forever.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret of the spine. The secret is nobody wanted to inform anyone, hey, guess what? There's a big database going on.
Another problem, too, is that, you know, a set of laws were put into place to protect people, and they seem to be forgetting those laws, and, you know? Back in the days of the kings and the queens, when people were spying on one another from inside the bushes, you know, that was different. But, you know, nowadays we got rules, we got regulations, we got laws, and people just seem to be treading all over that.
Yeah, but like I said, the whole point of that is what people don't want to face and see is oppressive as the United States is getting.
it's getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
You know, and either you have ones that are completely blind. They don't care. They don't want to know. And then you have the ones that want to know. They're trying to get information. They're trying to keep up to date with things. And the sad thing is, even, okay, Phil has this radio show. That puts him on the list. Okay? Nobody here is bashing the government.
I was on the list before the radio show.
Well, I'm using this as an example. But with Phil having a radio show, like I said, no one is bashing the government or bashing the laws. It's trying to get information out that, hey, wake up. You know, be careful what you do. Or whatever the case may be, okay? So Phil's on the list. Why? Because he has this radio station. So then here come you and I, Stacy. We come into this, you know, and we're talking, and guess what? Check, check. Because their database on how they look at us. We're, it's like we're fighting the government, or we disagree with the government. Yeah, but everybody does. In some part,
yeah, you know,
of another.
That's our choice. That's
yeah.
our choice, because that's what this country was built on. You can how does that go? Agree to disagree, to not agree, or
yeah.
something like that. But you know what? It you don't have to agree with everything that the higher
place.
Do
yeah.
exactly, because you know you have your own mind. But it's another thing, you know, if you're going to go out and viciously like break the laws and act like a dumbass, then you know whatever happens to you is your headache.
Exactly. You know, and which is understandable. But as, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, so many people do not want to be heard or to have it be known what is taking place, because so many people are comfortable in their own little zone that, hey, this isn't going on. Or hearing that gentleman on the news about, you know, the surveillance and everything, you know, well, he's a whack job, you know. Well, if he was a whack job, why was he working for the government?
Yeah.
Really?
And another thing, too, is that you can't get the word out to talk to anybody about anything because everything is regulated. The FCC
right.
and everybody else, you know, they regulate what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, and with whom you're going to say it, you know, and it's just...
I know.
You know, freedom of speech, yeah, maybe for our forefathers, but when it comes to, you know, nowadays, all you got to do is say one thing the wrong way and somebody's putting cuffs on you, you know, and it's just
well,
it's so stupid.
I know, and the thing, like, with devices that you can be heard in your own home, you know how many times I've told that to people and they look at me like I'm an idiot?
Yeah.
And they're like, you're full of shit, and I'm like, what? Okay. You know, so now it's like, why waste my breath? You know, because with some people, they just don't want to know. Or they don't care. They think it's not taking place. They think you can't be heard through a cable box. They think you can't be heard through a brand new appliance device.
You know, and that's kind of... It's kind of ignorant of people because, you know, if you go back to when our boys and girls were in Vietnam, you know, different things were said about, you know, people tapping into different things. And, like, you know, it's actually quite comical back then when you see some of the old style posters and stuff. But that was, you know, the threshold of what was to come. And now with all this, you know, modern technology and portable technology and, you know, a computer practically in your phone, in your hand, it just,
right.
you know, and then when things run on satellites and they run on things that you visually have no control over or mentally do not know where the on or off button is, you know,
right.
that's when people get taken advantage of, you know, and
that's what's happening.
Well, that's why, you know, I applaud Phil and Bill for having the show that they do. And like I said, again, it's not to bash anybody. But the point is to get the word out. Hey, you know, if you do this, this is what you're, how you're going to be looked at or looked upon, you know. And either people are going to, you know, listen to it to agree or not agree with it, or just absorb it. Like, oh, hey, you know, maybe, you know, instead of people just keeping their head up their ass thinking, hey, everything's smelling rosy here. Nothing's going on. Okay. Good luck with that.
I think society in general is going a little bit more backwards than forwards. Technology is going forwards, but backwards is going like when people just did their own thing and, you know, you didn't help your neighbor or et cetera, et cetera. And I, you know, I'm talking like Laura Ingalls here, but people are resorting, you know, to get more and more isolated and not to have to be bothered with bullshit. And, you know, that's sad. That's sad when people don't want to bother with their neighbor anymore and don't want to bother with society in general due to the toxins that are constantly put on the plate, you know.
Well, see, that's another thing, too. You know, I've come across things in regards to, you know, if you grow a garden versus, you know, buying your food, you know, and looking at how this statistics are in regards to, you know, fertilization and everything else, just like, are you kidding me? Do they want to kill us? Hello? You know,
I'll tell you what, not to knock the farmers down, because, you know, we need farmers. We need them. But one time I was traveling through Maryland, and I was over the Mason-Dixie line. I was going through the Appalachians, through the belt. And right before you go through those Appalachians, there's like acres and acres and acres of farm. Well,
right.
I have to be there when they were laying down the manure, and it's liquid manure that they spray in the field. Oh my God, that was the worst thing. Oh, you felt like you were eating it, because that's how powerful it was. And that's the first time I thought of, like, if it's burning my eyes and I feel like I'm eating it and I'm in my car with the AC going and the windows are up, imagine, you know, that stuff going through your food.
Yeah, which is scary, because there are some chemicals that are mixed in with the fertilization that people would use for embalming.
Yep.
You know, and that's a big wake-up call. And, you know, there's things that I post, and people are like, what the hell are you posting that for? Read it. You know, learn. And some people don't want to. They can't force it. And that's a shame.
Embalming fluid, there's lipsticks out that have embalming fluid in it. Those lipsticks that make your lips plump up. They all have embalming fluid in it. And it's like, you know, that stuff you put a dead body and you're just like smearing it all over your face. And you want to go around kissing people, putting that embalming fluid on everybody. Oof, bad news.
It's just like your cigarettes are full of pesticides.
Oh, dirty. Disgusting. I don't even want to discuss cigarettes. Oh, between the fact that they put, you know, all that nicotine in there on top of tobacco's own yuckiness, on top of everything else, now they're shoving. You know, what gets me is that cigarettes are now fire retardant. What the hell are they putting in the cigarette that if you're not puffing on it, it goes out? People not, you know, be aware. Back when I was a kid, you know, your cigarette just would go and go and go and go until it burnt
out. Well, yeah, and is that taking place in every state or only so many states?
I don't know, but all the cigarettes here have been fire retardant for a while.
Because people fall asleep and burn the house down with a cigarette.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's like if you ain't sucking on that cigarette, you put it down in the ashtray, it goes out. It does.
Right.
And it can
even go out in your hand. You know, and like I said, nobody wants to wake up to it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Gross. People be putting that stuff in their lungs. It's gross. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm only like 6 months smoke-free, you know. But the fact of the matter that I feel so much different than I did 6 months ago around the whole cigarette thing, you know.
Right.
No, I'm good, man. I'll never put another one of them things in my mouth again, ever. Ever.
So I mean, I'm getting there. You know, I can get like a carton of cigarettes and it'll last me 2 weeks. You know, and it's not just the fact that I don't smoke in my house, you know, because Jonathan has enough medical issues. I'm not going to add any more to him, you know what I mean?
Right.
But because, I don't know, it's kind of like a weird thing. To me, it was like when I smoked in my house, it was not like a chimney effect, anything like that, but it was like, okay, more freedom.
Yeah, I step out.
I was one of the girls
that was not afraid to smoke a cigar or a pipe. I'd be chilling with the homeboys smoking a cigar because I love the taste of good tobacco. I like going in tobacco stores and smelling all that, you know, the fresh tobacco that they put in the humidors and all that stuff.
Oh, some of the cigars smell wonderful, and other ones
are getting headaches. Exactly.
If you were,
you know. But
smelling this shit I'd be smoking right now, you'd be in the chair next to me eating a popsicle.
Eating a popsicle.
Oh, that's okay, because after a show I got popsicles from the ice cream truck.
Oh, my God.
Well, my ice cream man has Jonathan spoiled now.
Oh.
And he gives him... What is that? Anyways, he gives Jonathan free popsicles.
We don't get many ice cream trucks out here. It's a rarity.
Mine comes right up in the driveway.
When my daughter was four, the guy would pull up in the driveway. And then he'd get out and he'd go by the pool and he'd take a leak or whatever. My daughter would run up in the truck and throw all the shit out to all the kids. No, it wasn't funny because I usually had to pay.
Oh, you had to pay. Yeah, we have a New England favorite around here. It's called Dell's Lemonade, D-E-L-S. It was like founded right here in Rhode Island. But we have like slush trucks, Dell's slush lemonade everywhere, but like ice cream trucks, they don't come out to where I'm at. Yeah, there's a few in the city, but not so much out here. I don't know, the only thing that ever interested me off an ice cream truck was those stupid red, white, and blue popsicles, or those bomb pops, or whatever they're called. I love them things, they're the bomb.
Oh, the red, white, and blue ones?
Okay. Yeah, those things, that's a bomb diggity, man.
Oh, I know. Hey, I get them here off the truck.
Yeah.
They're real big ones.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
Those little ones.
Yeah. That was
okay,
the only thing.
We got feedback.
Yep, that was the only thing I would ever get. My father would be like, do you have anything? I'm like, I want that popsicle. That's it. I still love them popsicles to this day.
Me too.
Yep, you can get them in the supermarket now.
Yeah, but not as big as you can get off the ice cream truck. Well,
no.
I've seen.
That's true.
I mean, that's
okay.
Huge.
I'm gonna read something.
Okay, go ahead.
The Phil. Let me see. Okay, Civil Rights Act.
provides that all persons within the jurisdiction of this state are free and equal, and no matter what their sex, race, color, religion, ancestry, national origin, or blindness, or other physical disability, are entitled to the full and equal accommodations, advantages, facilities, privileges of services, and all business establishments of every kind whatsoever. Any person who exercises or enjoyment of rights secured by the Constitution or laws of the United States has been interfered with or attempted to be interfered with may institute and prosecute a civil action for injunctive and other appropriate equitable relief, including the award of compensatory monetary damages. The Supreme Court ruled in the case of Cohen v. California 403 U.S. 15 in 1971 that individuals have the constitutional right under the First Amendment to wear clothing which displays writings or designs. In addition, the right of an individual to freedom of association has long been recognized and protected by the United States Supreme Court. Thus, a person's right to wear the clothing of his choice as well as his right to belong to any club or organization of his choice is constitutionally protected, and persons or establishments who discriminate on the basis of clothing or club membership are subject to lawsuits. That's one of them things that make you go, it's in writing, yeah. But is it enforced? You know, how many places tell you to take off your stuff?
And I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself after I hand you the card with that written on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. It's just like what I said before. You got all these things in place to protect people, and it doesn't matter.
It's like this. 10 people get it. 9 of them are just going to send a check.
Yeah.
All I heard was check.
I said, you got 10 people get tickets. 9 of them are going to just send a check.
Yeah. And one of them's going to stand up for their rights and go to court. Is that what you're getting at?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know? What the hell was that? I heard that.
I don't know. There's been bat feeding and stuff, too. I've been hearing that.
And it almost sounded like a foghorn.
Yeah. Well, we had it really foggy here last night. Maybe it just finally caught up.
It's been raining most of the day on and off here. We got, like, rivers that are at peak stage for flooding and stuff. All kinds of crazy shit breaking off here in New England. Never a dull moment, honestly, at least with Mother Nature, you know?
Right.
Because you never know what you're going to get out here. Just one of them things.
This is true.
Hey, play a song.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mike P, the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah, come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home, me. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, it's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30 pack, a pack of Jimmy straps, pack of hood rats, and a pad to kick it at. I think I'll call Slim, see what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer, and wine. Not even Friday night, drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck?
up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. My Mike P, and it's likely that you just might be my new right T. Hey, I'm just playing. Tell me, baby girl, hey, are you leaving or staying? There's a full party going on, I'm all jumping. Kick back for a second, bring a couple of friends. I don't know the type of crib that you been in, but my backyard look like a fucking Caribbean. Waterfalls, waterfalls, let's slip, let's fly. Jump in the pool, act a fool. I'm way too cool, call me GQ Smooth. It's a player's holiday, so it's time to celebrate. Got chicken on the grill, put some beer and steak. The feeling so great in the 818. It's a summertime breeze for the summertime G's and the summertime ladies with the double double G. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie.
Yeah, this next verse right here goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. counties, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard that's called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for landing. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up on a Cadillac. Bumping too short like a big motherfucking Mac. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holler at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. Watch it jump, hydraulic from the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch a 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. It's fucking with my senses like suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She rolling way hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I'm Mike P. The lady of the night is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause I keep my game tight. She gave up the number with no fuss and fight. I'll be up in that ass later on tonight. Jump back in my ride, swerve away from the curb. Back on the boulevard for another chick to serve. Not even 8 o'clock, already got 6 numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. B-A-L-L-E-Y, we stay G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie.
Well, it's up to you.
It's up to who?
right now you got one guy in Ireland, one guy in Japan, two guys in Brazil, one guy in Sweden, 72 guys in Germany, 22 guys in France, Indonesia, you got 19, Latvia, 170, Finland, got 530, Russia's got 2,120, the Ukraine's got 1,250, Brazil is 11,445 and Denmark's
5,039. Nice.
And I just got an email if I could send that discrimination thing.
My phone's about to die, guys.
Yeah. I'm going to gonna hang it up right now.
Okay. All right. Good night.
All right.
Good night, guys. See you Thursday.
All right.